Blackstone presents The Tower Treasure, The Hardy Boys, Book 1, by Franklin W. Dixon. This book is read by Wayne Evans. Chapter 1, The Speed Demon. After the help we gave Dad on that forgery case, I guess he'll begin to think we could be detectives when we grow up. Why shouldn't we? Isn't he one of the most famous detectives in the country? And aren't we his sons? If the profession was good enough for him to follow, it should be good enough for us. Two bright-eyed boys on motorcycles were speeding along a shore road in the sunshine of a morning in spring. It was Saturday, and they were enjoying a holiday from the Bayport High School. The day was ideal for a motorcycle trip, and the lads were combining business with pleasure by going on an errand to a nearby village for their father. The older of the two boys was a tall, dark youth, about 16 years of age. His name was Frank Hardy. The other boy, his companion on the motorcycle trip, was his brother, Joe, a year younger. While there was a certain resemblance between the two lads, chiefly in the firm yet good-humored expression of their mouths, in some respects they differed greatly in appearance. While Frank was dark, with straight black hair and brown eyes, his brother was pink-cheeked with fair curly hair and blue eyes. These were the Hardy boys, sons of Fenton Hardy, an internationally famous detective who had made a name for himself in the years he had spent on the New York police force, and who was now, at the age of 40, handling his own practice. The Hardy family lived in Bayport, a city of about 50,000 inhabitants, located on Barmet Bay, 3 miles in from the Atlantic. And here, the Hardy boys attended high school and dreamed of the days when they, too, should be detectives, like their father. As they sped along the narrow shore road with the waves breaking on the rocks far below, they discussed their chances of winning over their parents to agreement with their ambition to follow in the footsteps of their father. Like most boys, they speculated frequently on the occupation they should follow when they grew up, and it had always seemed to them that nothing offered so many possibilities of adventure and excitement as the career of a detective. "But whenever we mention it to Dad, he just laughs at us," said Joe Hardy. "Tells us to wait until we're through school, and then we can think about being detectives." "Well, at least he was more encouraging than Mother," remarked Frank. "She came out plump and plain and said she wants one of us to be a doctor and the other a lawyer." "What a fine lawyer either of us would make," sniffed Joe. "Or a doctor either. We were both cut out to be detectives."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?